It is the Riot Podcast.
Now, last podcast edition, you weren't here for the intro because you were out sick that day.
Dude, guys.
He's been sicky.
It's been rough. This has been one of the more, it's just been rough. I've been so tired. And you're like, you're always tired. It's fine.
No, that's a different tired,
no,
okay.
Not like this, man. This has been some other thing. Like, the other night, I went home, and, when I got home, I laid on the couch. And you're like, well, yeah, you always do that. You lay on the couch, you watch TV, you play Xbox, whatever. No, I just laid there for like an hour.
I like when you go to tell your doctor, you're like, I didn't even play any games or watch any movies. That's when your doctor knows you're sick.
That was me on that Thursday and Friday. It was like, I had that brand new Tomb Raider game. Did I play? No. I just sat there staring off into space. I watched some TV. I felt really crappy.
You're feeling better now?
I really am. I would say that I'm, let's go with 93.8%.
You know what I'm also most excited about? I thought about that yesterday. I am excited, and I wanted to thank you for not giving that to me.
See, I don't think this
or
has been...
Or were you not contagious?
Well, this has been the weirdest thing about this kind of cold that turned into a sinus infection is that I had a runny nose, really early on.
Yeah.
But then at some point, it turned inward. And
it wasn't even contagious. It was weird.
I'm telling you, it was. And, I actually had people say to me, your face looks swollen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nuts.
So
but
much
no,
drainage.
I didn't pass it around.
Normally it's like a domino where yeah. one person gets it and then all the dominoes are lined up and it's like, all right, well, here goes everybody. And no one else got sick. I've heard Michael, our boss, coughing.
I had a sinus infection and a double ear infection. So it was not good.
I was like, keep my ears away from yours.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is can you, our ear
infections contagious?
That's not contagious.
Maybe if you're wearing all of our headphones, our headphones over here, but you have your own pair on your side of the desk where no one else really sits at. So I'm glad you're over there.
Okay, well.
But for everybody else who's infected.
That long PSA to tell you, I'm mostly not sick anymore.
No, but he's feeling a little better.
I've got a whole day of antibiotic left. So we're going to take that and we're going to enjoy it. I should have 2 days left, which means that I've been taking too many at some point. That's why old people have those pill things. I totally get it now. It was like two a day. And at one point I'm like, was that my fourth one for today? I'm not really sure.
Maybe that's also the day you got dizzy. That could have been it.
Could have been that.
Well, enjoy this podcast. Don't forget to join us through riot.radiou.com. You can sign up for our Riot Control podcast, which will obviously be very busy through the holidays as a lot of games and stuff to review are coming out. And then you can catch up any past interviews and then make sure to always say hello while you're there.
Yeah, we were supposed to review Halo 5 today. What happened?
Oh, did you forget?
Kind of.
You can still blame that on the antibiotic.
Still not feeling
great.
We'll
do that next time.
Yeah, we'll do that on Monday. So listen to the show. It's the best. Tell your friends. It is the Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
I don't know, and Nikki, you may not be the right person for me to ask this question because you're probably just going to go with it because you and I have a very particular leaning.
We do. We do.
but this morning I decided when I got up, I was like, you know what? Feels like maybe we'll just go ahead and wear this Christmas sweater. / sweatshirt.
I noticed
it's
you're wearing your sweater. You're wearing your diehard Christmas sweater.
Sweatshirt.
It's now I have a machine gun. Now I have
ho ho ho.
Very nice.
Which I will tell you, when people don't know what that is, in the modern climate, it seems threatening. It's just kind of it's not a threat.
It's just an old movie. Some say a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I don't know. This morning I saw it folded up up on a shelf. And I was just like, you know what?
Let's wear it.
It's November 9th. Why not?
Does it make you feel better?
Maybe.
Then that's all that matters.
It's surprisingly comfortable.
Because it's a sweatshirt, not a sweater.
Yeah. I don't really wear sweatshirts all that often or whatever. But boy, if they could make this in a pant. Honestly,
I bet they have that, a sweatpant.
Yeah, a sweatpant.
Same exact material.
Yeah, I I mean, like, honestly, put them on, maybe never take them off.
Now, it's November 9th, and I will tell you, yesterday when I was driving, I drove past, like, a row of houses. And one of the houses has, like, somewhat of an empty lot next to it. And there was probably seven or eight deflated Christmas things on the ground. So it's the ones where they had them all set up, and then at night they inflate.
Right, they inflate.
I actually drove past at night as well.
To make sure that you could see them.
Just to see if they, but they didn't blow them up yet. But they had a few others, so they were putting up their Christmas decorations.
Oh,
I wanted
Christmas.
To drive past and see if they actually inflated them. But
yeah, well, some people I know will, like, late October, early November,
when
they'll put them up when it's warm, and then when it gets cooler, you know, they'll either A, put on their diehard Christmas sweatshirts and wear those around, or B, they'll have already put things up. So
I know it's
ready.
Still too early, technically, but it's we're right on the edge.
Yeah, the cusp.
The cusp
as it
of
were.
Christmas.
So I decided I
thought,
looks
nice.
It's such a short season anyway, and there are a couple. I'm kind of tempted to buy one more of these, not a diehard one, but another sweatshirt that is Christmas related. I saw a Peanuts one that seemed to be just about right.
Well, it works. And remember, if someone's like, why are you wearing that? You could say you're wearing it in an ironic way, like you're making a statement about Christmas too soon.
Right.
So it really depends on the temperature of the person, if they're hot or cold towards Christmas early.
You're like, what? Okay, the Starbucks Christmas cups aren't Christmassy enough, but I show up in a Christmas sweater and you're mad about that too? I think you're just mad.
Yes, exactly. See, that's all you have to do.
I think you're just mad.
What are you
angry about?
Every
time Christmas
about?
Comes up, you're angry. Like, what do you want? Look, it's got little snowflakes on it. It's perfect. If Starbucks put this on their cup, you'd be thrilled.
See? Perfect.
So I just think it's a matter of sometimes Nikki holding up a mirror and just showing them. Like, see? Look at yourself in there. Okay.
Let's see what's really wrong with this.
Now, is that what you want to show to the world? Oh, I don't think so.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Are you right now making something that could be worth billions, but you didn't know anything about it? Yeah, you are. Every time you go potty, you're making something that could be worth a whole lot of money.
I was thinking maybe are we inventing something, but I guess that's not it.
No, actually, this is a fascinating idea. There's a group of researchers at, and I know we're huge fans of the United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment, and Health.
I know you wanted to go there.
But here's what they're looking at. And this makes a lot of sense. Okay. We already are working on ways to recycle what we're recycling.
Gentle
if you know
way of
what
saying
I mean.
That. Very good.
Because, you know, human waste can be used for, what do you call it when you put it around plants and it grows better?
Mulch, compost.
Fertilizer. Okay, there's that. But here's the other thing is that human waste generates methane gas, which is a natural gas that can actually be burned for energy. And so what this group is working on is like, all right, so how do we take this and harness it and use it? And
harness its power?
Yeah. But here's the thing. They're estimating that if they could figure out how to take this gas, they could potentially turn it into $2 to $10 billion worth of energy every single year. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes we don't have to.
Is that what you...
It's like, yes, it could, but it doesn't mean we should.
Well, I mean, I will say this. If you
just
think
throwing that out there.
If you think the exhaust from your car is bad now.
Don't even want to think about it.
Dang.
Don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, and it's not just us. I was reading an article also over the weekend that, you know, people say, like, one of the biggest causes of holes in the ozone layer or whatever is methane gas from cows.
So how is this supposed to be good?
Well, guess what they've discovered? Cows do, but do you know who else is a huge methane contributor? Kangaroos.
Really?
Yep.
How very weird.
Because for a long time, they were like, oh, kangaroos, they don't do that. Oh, yeah, they do.
They do.
Big time. Big time. So I guess the best thing for the Earth really would be if all the people and all the animals just died already. That would be the best thing. We could just do
that.
Yeah,
that won't cause any problems.
No big deal. Like,
Except for the one animal we forgot to kill and it rises up and takes over because it has no enemies.
You just got to remember, like, what's more important, you or the Earth? Obviously, it's the Earth, because without the Earth, how do you... Wait. All right, we'll think about it. But think about this. You right now could be an important part of the energy chain in this future. You'll just need to, in this bag, and then seal the bag and mail it to the United Nations.
Some people probably want to do that anyways.
Send it to them. Tell them it's for their research. And then they can go to work.
Please don't do that. But that's amazing.
Just don't tell them we told you that.
Yeah, no. It wasn't us.
Yeah. That you read about the internet thing and then
you just thought you'd want to help.
Yeah. So good luck with that.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
So, Nikki, have you ever loaned someone a Kindle book before?
No, I have not. I just use the Kindle app. Eric has one of the readers.
Right, but you actually don't, like...
You can still do that?
Supposedly.
I actually read more on the OverDrive app than I do on the Kindle app.
What?
I know. It's just a thing. It's just a thing.
Why?
Well, because it's just a thing.
No, there's a reason that you started to give, and then you decided that you were embarrassed by the reason, and you didn't want to give it out.
No, you were way looking too much into that.
Nope.
I just tend to read off OverDrive.
Tell us the reason.
That's the reason.
That's not the reason. See? There's a real reason. Do you guys hear it?
Not a reason. There you drive
is.
Me crazy.
No, there is. See, she doesn't want to tell us what it is. Come on, Nikki. Why?
No, this isn't some expose. What are you doing?
It is. Nikki and her reading habits. Go.
No, that's it. I just tend to read off OverDrive.
Tell them the truth, Nikki, that some of the books that you really like to read, they're not available for Kindle. You have to read them through the OverDrive app. Tell the truth.
Very rarely, first. And second,
why don't you own a Kindle?
Why don't I own a Kindle?
Yeah. What are you reading books on your watch now? Is that what this is?
First off, I'm feeling a little bit put in the corner here, so hang on.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. Now, come on, Nikki.
Now, Eric reads off his, he has a Kindle, and he definitely loves it, so.
Okay. But why don't you have one?
I'm fine reading off my phone.
You and that phone.
My screen is large enough. It is just fine. I read fairly fast.
We had lunch.
I don't need it. I can just do this.
We had lunch with the guys from XXI last week, and Nikki got her phone out. One of the guys just casually was like, hey, nice iPad.
Just being a troll.
The best part was Nikki's just like, what?
Well, it's an older joke, I thought. It's been a while.
It was, but he obviously was saving
he
that
was
for
still
special
doing
occasions.
It. Yeah, still pulling it out.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I've never done loaning a Kindle book. Yeah, because Eric was telling me about a book, and I thought, oh, maybe I could just borrow it from him. And then I'm like, does that even work?
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, you should be able to lend it to you.
Theoretically, yeah, but I've
never
done
tried
that.
It.
Like, never even tried to do the whole Kindle lending.
Why not? Thing. Why not? Why aren't you doing it?
Because, Nikki,
see, it doesn't feel good.
No, go ahead. Ask me questions. I love to answer. I'm an open book. I'm a
Kindle. Which I borrowed.
I'm an EPUB, which I'll loan to anyone.
Anybody can borrow anything.
Feel free
anything.
To read from these pages. What do you want to know, Nikki?
That was it. You have a Kindle. Which one do you have?
I have a Kindle Paperwhite. It's wonderful. I love it so much.
He was so against it years ago before he bought it. He was like, no, I want the feel of the paper. And then the second it just changed.
I got a Kindle Paperwhite and it's like, it is the best thing ever. I got it for my birthday, I think 2 years ago or maybe a year
maybe
ago.
Maybe more than that.
It's so great. I can be anywhere and read, take my books with me, like whatever. I'm a poster child for this thing. I love it. Love the Kindle.
Well, I'll lend away then. You'll have to start doing that.
Well, I want
to
borrow.
Borrow away then.
Is it awkward to be like, hey, can I borrow that book from you?
No, not at all.
I mean, it's digital. Can you go and log in and sign in and send me the thing and all that? Can you guys...
Could you do it right now because I want to start it?
Now?
You're very demanding.
I'm not. I just like to ask questions. You're getting all defensive. Like, why are you... It's like, what? Just here? I came to work today.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
So Santa be coming to the mall soon. If you haven't had a chance to go see him, your chance is coming. And the people here in, is Myrtle Beach in, no, it's in, okay, near Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, the South Park Mall, which at first I honestly thought this was some kind of a South Park joke. I really did. But like the TV show South Park. The South Park Mall in Charlotte, North Carolina has just unveiled their brand new Santa experience.
Is this the mall where everybody's making fun of the take as much of Christmas out as you can?
It is. They're like, it's
which
so,
I don't think I ever saw the picture of what it looks like.
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like a really crappy sci-fi set.
Oh, it does?
At least if this photo is what it is, Santa is no longer with a Christmas tree. He's now with a glacier.
Of course. Why not?
We should turn it into an environmental statement that Santa at the beginning
of the year,
he starts with the glacier, but then the glacier is melted.
Slowly, and that's when Santa has to leave because
Santa has to take his coat off because it's so hot.
It's hot with it.
Up where Santa's at. He can't. Global warming. He can't. It's the worst.
Are they doing that, or is that what you just think they should be?
No, I'm just saying that's what they should be doing. That way they could, maybe it'd be a tax write-off then. It'd be a public service. It is hilarious to see people in a race to make Christmas as meaningless and like plain as possible. It actually reminds me of the actual South Park Christmas special in which in a race to make everyone happy, they ended up doing like a funeral dirge for their Christmas play.
I think with the glacier thing, it looks a bit more like Frozen. So they're just trying to make it a winterscape.
Okay, I can see that. Sure. Sure. I don't really, it's one of those things like where I don't care. It's just become funny where it's kind of like, oh my gosh, we're in a race to the bottom here. Like at what point, when, like seriously though, like at what point does Santa become kind of, you know, antiquated? Like, you know, Santa has become
It should be Father Christmas.
Nikki.
Oh yeah, then you can't do that.
But see, that really, it reinforces gender stereotypes if you think about it. And the fact that Santa's fat, what we should really do is start leaning towards think about a character who has no gender.
Sure.
And a character.
Or role.
Yeah, he has no specific
father.
Role. And he definitely, yeah, father, right, look there. Shows up once a year, and everyone's so happy to see him. And he brings
like
he, he brings a bunch of presents, suddenly everybody's okay with it.
You're right.
All right, but I mean, again, think about like a more androgynous character, an elf, but who you can't see, and he brings not gifts, but he brings healthy snacks. For not just children, but the whole family. No. And by family, any unit of people that live together, not anything.
Healthy snacks or donations made in your name.
Right. So like cards that like donations to the whatever fund to relieve the glacier that is now melting. So that sounds like
a
much better winter holiday to me than anything they have going on here.
Well, we shouldn't even say winter. That's unfair.
Well,
not everyone has winter.
The other thing is think about this, all right? A glacier display. Do you understand that in the southern hemisphere that it's summer when Santa's going around? How about something that's a little less geocentric, honestly?
What can they do?
What about this? A large marshmallow that is a transparent marshmallow.
It's Olaf. It's their Olaf. Just say it.
No, Nikki, because he's a snowman, and it's not snowing in Australia right now. So, again, a large transparent marshmallow who comes and brings certificates of donations made in your name.
I can't wait. Do we get time off for that holiday?
I don't really see why you need time off for that. And by the way, holiday, the wrong word because that's a holy day. So what we'll actually call it is a...
emotional day?
Okay. Emotions are fine.
Mental health day?
Yeah, but then that might make people who need a mental health day feel bad about...
a break, a day off, sick day.
What about people with broken arms? They don't like that either.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not...
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
The kid gloves are off. You know, some people have come out and they made their little announcements like, oh, we believe in family for Thanksgiving. You know, REI is like, we're closed on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and we're paying all our employees just like the store was open.
Yay! And GameStop's like, oh, we believe in family and mass murder, so you guys stay home on Thanksgiving Day.
And play your games.
And then on, you know, on Friday, you come in and buy your games. All right, kids, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. But the rest of the retail establishment has now come out, and they're like, okay, that's cute. All right, stay home, whatever. Like, good for you. We're here to do business.
Yes, and get it done.
We're in the business of business. Now, we got some money. Let's get the more money in here. And so the announcements are starting to roll in. Yesterday, Macy's announced they'll be open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. And now Toys R Us has announced they'll be open at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
I just like when the businesses are like, oh, yeah? Well,
watch
we're going
this.
At 5.
Watch this.
Until it gets earlier and earlier and earlier in the day.
Dude, I feel for, if you work at Toys R Us, I want to...
That must be a madhouse.
I want to give you a hug right now because you've got it bad. Toys R Us, here we go. They're going to open at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day and then stay open for 30 hours.
Just keep going.
30 hours. They're going to be open until 11 p.m. on Friday night. Oh, man. Parents, like, looking for toys, like, in the toy. Oh.
If you've never been around some of that stuff, that's where the anger comes from.
Oh, it's the worst.
That, you know, like, the road rage, that's like the shopping rage.
I've had...
Where you see the videos for the next day where it's like, oh, they trampled and stepped on each other and all this and stabbings.
Yep.
Like,
hey,
a lot of times it's from that.
I sold something on eBay. This has been like 2 or 3 years ago. And I mean, I sold it on, it was like December 10th, December 11th. I don't know. And I shipped it. Same day this lady bought it from me. On the second day after that, she began writing me long emails about how, why don't I have this yet? And it was like, well, I just shipped
shipping
it.
Doesn't work that fast unless then, we're buying it at a plane seat.
It's like, hey, you know, you paid for priority shipping. It takes 3 to 5 days. Then she began to write me emails about how she used to work for the post office. Don't tell her the way that shipping works. You know, on and on and on. And so, like, the third day, another long email about how I have ruined her children's Christmas and I will be solely responsible for the present they don't have. And I mean, like, this went on day after day.
3 to 5 days.
Until she finally got it. And then I got a 2-line, the package arrived. I still can't believe that you didn't ship, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like...
It's like, oh, no, people. See that attitude and that angst and that, that where it's just like, what are you doing? That magnified with a lot of people in a store is what you'll get on Black Friday.
Thousands of those people in your face in a
long line
with 1,000 of those same people. Like, they're all in one.
All bruised together.
All of that energy and desperation and anger, and it's in one place. One place. Oh, I can't fathom it. That lady and I would have, like, we would have gotten in a
fist
fight.
If you were in person, oh, yeah, you would have fought.
Because it was just one of those things where it's like, all right, it's go time. Like,
if you email me one more time.
Yeah. It's like, if you want this overnighted, you pay for overnight. I don't pay for it.
You do.
You
it.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, I'm coming.
You know what? I don't know that I've sold anything on eBay since then.
Yeah, who wants the hassle?
Oh, my gosh. Just unbelievable. So, if you're working at Toys R Us, you know what? We're going to be holding a prayer vigil that starts Wednesday night and goes 30 hours
until
your store opens.
Oh,
so.
Man. Yeah. But just, you know, the other businesses will just keep opening.
We're going to be out front with candles just...
Hoping that things go well.
And we're not there for the deals. We're there for you guys.
Unless
we're
you have a deal on candles.
Yeah, do you guys have a candle deal? Can you get us? Maybe we could go and wait in line at Bath & Body Works or White Barn and get the candles. And then we'll
go
come
over there. Yeah. So we'll be as soon as possible.
Plus, I really like that shave butter they have for men. Maybe is that on special, too? We're going to be a little late to the prayer vigil.
From Toys R Us?
No, Bath & Body.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
This is a bummer right here. There's a group of people that worked really, really hard, and they made something. Nobody liked what they made, but here's the thing. Even something that sucks, people put a lot of work into it. It's not like... everybody was like, oh, no one's working hard. No. These actresses worked really hard.
They still tried.
The screenwriter worked. I mean, we know they at least typed on a computer. Maybe they spoke out loud. I don't know. Did Cortana do their typing for them? Maybe Siri did. But a lot of people worked hard. People operated the cameras. Someone made the costumes. There was a guy that did the lighting.
Well, what did they do?
Well, they made a movie called Gem and the Holograms.
Oh, that movie. Yeah. Is it still in theaters? Or?
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Gem and the Holograms has done so poorly.
Is it already on Netflix?
No. But it stayed in theaters for
2 weeks? That's super bad.
They pulled it after 2 weeks.
When it's fast-tracked onto rentals because they think that'll do better.
Yeah. 2 weeks, Nikki. That's incredible. It made $2.1 million. And it is, I mean, I don't have the exact numbers here, but it will be one of the worst performing films of all time. Because of, like, on a per screen number, because it got a wide release.
Well, they spent so much money on promoting it, too.
It opened, did they?
I saw it.
I didn't see it anywhere. But maybe, now, when you say you saw it being promoted, did you see it being promoted on the internet, or did you see it on TV?
Online.
Okay, because my thought is, you and I have different cookies.
We do.
As a result,
yeah,
I may not have been, you know, advertised to.
There was a few movies out this summer where it's like, I didn't know anything. But that's because, you know, we have different styles online.
Your cookies. So Gem, when it opened in its first week, it made $570 per screen. And then in its second week, it made $160 per screen.
I mean, if it was like a free rental, I would watch it.
If someone paid me to watch it, I would watch it.
If it was streaming.
Sure. Yeah, it's great. So 2 weeks and it's out. It made a total of $2.1 million. Now, Universal can take a hit like that because Jurassic World now has its own currency. It's a country into itself.
Yes. Next time they're like, all right, well, if you want to do something like that again, we got to put a dinosaur in it.
Yeah. Gem and the Holograms versus T-Rex.
It's a dinosaur edition.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, it's got legs. Dinosaur legs, but it has legs.
Well, they say Jurassic World is going to be a trilogy and Gem and the Holograms will not be. That's not going to happen. But again, what sucks is like, okay, the girl that got the part of Jem, do you understand that was like her big break?
Yeah, the whole thing.
That was a huge deal.
They thought it was going to be just massive.
I mean, the second assistant director was so pumped to get that job.
I mean, I watched Gem and the Holograms on Netflix for like 10 minutes a year ago or something.
Well, that's why you're being marketed to.
They thought that I would have really enjoyed this movie.
And you didn't even go.
No, I thought the previews made it look very not like Gem and the Holograms. So
that might be the
problem.
That might be the problem.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Yes.
I don't know why this is so funny, but okay, yesterday we talked about that South Park mall and you're like, Cartman? No, this is South Park in North Carolina.
It was the mall that's been in the news where the holiday Christmas display is like anything but that.
They took the Christmas tree out and they put in a glacier. Which, again, I think it's hilarious.
Yesterday, Obi had mentioned, well, what about if that glacier slowly, starts to melt during the Christmas holiday season, and by the end, there's no more glacier.
There's a whole global warming message that I think really needs to be spread using the glacier, but at the mall. The president or whatever, the mall people, he comes out and he's just like, well, here's the glacier. It costs tens of thousands of dollars and many months to build.
So he doesn't want people to make fun of it anymore?
Oh, no, they're yanking it.
Oh, they are?
He says the public outcry has been so intense.
That they have to pull it?
That they're pulling it and putting a Christmas tree back in.
Yeah, but just keep the glacier and put trees around it.
Nikki, it has to be correct. Trees don't grow on glaciers.
Yeah, it has to be correct, right?
Let's make sure that it's done properly. But he said that there were many interactive elements, and again, he's saying, like, we weren't trying to make some kind of statement. We thought it would be neat and people would come from all over to see our interactive glacier display. Yeah.
Anytime you, as a company, try to come up with something that's so great or something that you care about or you think people will care about so much, just know it'll be the reverse.
Right. So
it'll be ridiculed online.
Everybody, our entire society is too angry. We got to relax. Like, if they want a glacier, fine, give them a glacier. Whatever. But personally, I will tell you, like, if you came to my house, I don't put presents around the glacier. All right?
Not Santa, yet. That has not caught on yet.
Santa does not come down the chimney and spread presents around the glacier. I got a tree.
He doesn't come down the chimney. He pops up around the glacier ice.
That's right. He doesn't. And as it, no,
like
he,
a seal.
He hides the presents in the glacier. And then as the glacier melts.
They're unveiled.
Then we're able to get our
you
presents.
You got a really wicked cleaning bill because, you know, you got to get the water up.
One of Santa's presents last year was a shop vac.
But you can get the water up and out.
So that's good news right there. But yeah, they have backpedaled. I just love the idea of like.
We spent a lot of money.
Tens of thousands of dollars and many months to build the glacier.
And it's interactive. We thought you would have liked it.
We're pulling it. Bring in the tree. The tree is back, everybody.
Someone probably got fired. Probably a whole team. Whoever came up with the glacier.
I don't know. But I love that. It's just like, hey, Bob, how'd that $25,000 investment pay off? Well, it didn't. But we were able to sell this to the zoo, and they're going to be using it.
It can go with some playground.
We're trying to cut our losses on this, sir.
Aww.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So, Nikki, about 3 years ago, the people in Crystal Dynamics rebooted Tomb Raider, and they gave us a much more down-to-earth Lara Croft. She was a young college student, maybe recent college graduate, that ended up in a boat wreck and then explored a large tomb and also, I think in the combat, killed 300 to 500 people, but, you know, she was new to that.
That's what happens to most recent college graduates.
Well, you know, that's the problem with combat in video games is that you end up shooting a lot of people, but you also did like a little bit of Tomb Raiding and a lot of shooting. Well, enter Rise of the Tomb Raider, now an Xbox One exclusive, and we did receive a code from Microsoft to review said game, and this is the sequel to that game, and it feels almost like it's almost like the next episode in a TV show. It feels more like that than almost a sequel to a movie because it just kind of picks right up. I think it's about 18 months later, but you end up you're in Siberia, you know, you're
just doing your thing,
doing some mountain climbing. You're looking for a lost city, and the next thing you know, you're finding it. But, dude, it is... let's talk about the stuff into Rise of the Tomb Raider I liked.
If you're normally a fan of Tomb Raider, like those couple of movies, and you're like, well, I want to play a game that... It doesn't follow that storyline at all.
No, it does not. Like, this follows that storyline that they started. But it's the same basic idea. She is Lara Croft. She is the daughter of... what's his name? Croft.
Mr. Croft.
Mr. Croft.
Senior Croft.
That guy, right? So this is a game that is much more Tomb Raider than it is Uncharted combat. The climbing and the platforming, so good. I mean, the controls are fantastic. You're climbing up the side of buildings, ruins, mountains. Like, they really have nailed that. It just feels right. And while the combat is here and it now has crafting, Nikki, you can make a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you find, you know, an empty can, you can make yourself a little grenade and chuck it in case somebody's messing with you, right? So it now has crafting, which is cool. Combat actually is excellent. There's just a lot less of it this time around to focus on exploring and tomb raiding. And that's what I actually love.
Do you have to find items?
You do. And you have to find the tombs. They're optional. So you'll walk in an area and it'll be like, hey, we think there's an optional tomb in here. So you wander around, you find it. And that's just the part of the game I love. You walk in there and you look up way up in some corner and it's like, how the heck am I supposed to get up there? And that's when the problem solving and the puzzle solving kicks in. And like, dude, I just absolutely love that stuff. It's Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's not a fully open world game, but there are open areas. And then in those open areas, there are mission givers. So it'll be like, hey, can you go over and get this? And they give you stuff that you don't need, but like I got a lockpick for doing some favors for a guy, which enabled me to upgrade this and do that. So a lot of optional side stuff, but to me, none of it was optional. I wanted to do everything. And just to give you an idea in this open world, like I didn't even know about about the optional tombs. I'm just wandering around and I was climbing and I saw this crack in the rock and I was like, wonder if I can fit through that. So I climbed up. And I did fit through it, and there was this whole tomb in there. And it was like an hour's worth of stuff that if I hadn't gone up there, I wouldn't have found it. I love that crap.
I know you do.
I love it. Like, I just love that kind of exploration and the client. Like, you know what? The bottom line is, like, I just had a lot of fun playing this, which, for me, it comes down to that. The story I found to be not necessarily hugely compelling. You're looking for this source of immortality that these people think they found, and it's the thing your dad was looking for when he committed suicide. Or did he? You know, you have to dig in there and find out. But it's Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox One exclusive.
I think he liked it.
I just had a lot. Like, it just comes down to I had a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people are talking about Fallout 4 today. For me, I was more interested in Rise of the Tomb Raider. So it's out. It's an exclusive to the Xbox One. It'll be out on the PC next year, the PS4 at some point. Remember, Riot Control, riot.radio.com. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. And if you got something you want us to take a look at, sure, let us know.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at radio.com.
I've got it. I've got what we've been looking for. Actually, two things. Eric has been recommending a book to me called Red Rising.
That yes, just, he's been reading this.
Yeah, I know. It just came in from the library. I'm going to read that. But I want you to know that as soon as I get done with that book, I've found my next book. Here it is. Amish Vampires in Space.
This is a real one?
I'm reading this book.
No, don't read it. It'll ruin your whole entire recommendation thing.
I'm reading this book. It's happening. And I don't even know who the heck somebody I saw on Twitter or Facebook yesterday. I don't think so. Look, see if this doesn't reach out and grab you. Jebediah has a secret will change his world forever and send his people into space. Boom!
The Amish world of Alabaster calls upon the ancient promise to escape destruction. Oh, then they go on a cargo ship bound for the stars. But that all sounds weird.
But they're not the only cargo on board. Mm-mm. Some of it is alive or used to be.
Oh, are you really reading this?
I'm totally going to read this. It's great.
People in the review said, despite the title, the book is actually pretty well written.
Let's see if the library has it.
Why? When you could pay full price for it. Kindle, it's $4.99 or paperback, $16.83 Amish Vampires in Space.
Just so you know,
you're reading it?
I'm totally reading it. Let's see.
Well,
look, there it is. Look, there's a hard copy, and both of them are available.
So this is Amish Vampires in Space. There's also another book called Amish Zombies from Space. That's book two.
Yeah, I think it's the same. Is it the same? Yeah, it's the same author. That's the next one.
So you could read the second book, too.
Well, that's great. It's a series.
Just wonderful.
I'm reading this.
Okay, fine. Do that.
I'm reading it. And you know what?
Don't tell me what it's like, though. I don't want to be spoiled.
Remember how yesterday we were talking about how, like, hey, can you loan a Kindle book? This will be our chance to find out.
Do not loan it
to me. I will read this, and then I will loan this book to you.
Please do not.
Nikki, it takes you like 3 seconds to read 1,000 pages. You don't have 3 seconds for Amish Vampires in Space?
It does. I can speed read, but I don't even want to speed read that.
Why?
Because it looks really weird.
Don't you love Amish romances?
No, I don't, and I actually don't understand.
I think you do. I think if I cracked open your Kindle app, I would find so many Buggy and Bonnet stuff. It would just be everywhere.
Buggies and Bonnets.
It's a sensation, Nikki. Everybody's on board.
All right, if anybody reads any of the Amish zombie books, please let us know what you think of it.
Let's see. I see a hand.
I don't see the hand. Is anybody?
Obadiah, no, I see you right there.
I don't see anybody else in the audience.
I told you, I'm reading Red Rising first, but then after that.
Well, the good thing about you is you'll never remember.
That's where you're wrong.
How many pages is that?
Oh, how many pages is it?
It's $5.
492 pages. This is a guy that's put a lot of work into his craft, Nikki.
I feel like that's double space.
I'm reading this. In fact, I'm tempted to read this before I read the other one. But every time Eric recommends something, I'm like, yeah, I'll read it. And I never do. So this time I'm going to actually read
it. You're going to.
This is next, though.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I feel like? It's Thanksgiving. All the family's packed in. And my Amish story is ready to begin. It's perfect.
Now you will get recommendations on Amish love stories and zombie stuff.
Amish horror is a completely untapped segment of the publishing world.
I didn't know you can even do this.
This is fantastic.
Happy reading.
Well, we should read it together. Should, you know?
If you buy it for me or lend it.
Christmas is coming,
Don't
Nikki.
You dare waste my Christmas present on that. That's when I start to get upset. Don't waste my Christmas present on that.
Think about this. It's December 24th.
You're not allowed to.
We're doing our Christmas show. You unwrap, not Kindle editions, the hard copies of Amish Vampires in Space Amish Zombies from Space.
Don't you dare.
And it would be so great.
You're not allowed
to. Here's the thing is, if I had more money, I would always buy you things like this just so you could be mad about it, because then you have to follow it up with a real gift. But I don't have enough money to do both. So
it's one or the other.
Yeah, which is why this year you're getting a fake one.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
I think like an hour and a half ago, I said I had a question for you, Nikki. Yeah, then we started talking about Tomb Raider and then Amish Vampires
busy.
In Space. And
passes.
Yeah, it totally happens. So let me get to that question finally.
Yes.
All right. I'm 2 weeks out. 2 weeks to when? 2 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I think two or three.
Which means that I'm...
Two weeks.
All right, so 2 weeks, which means 2 weeks from this Friday, I'll be putting up Christmas decorations.
Yeah, usually do that on Black Friday.
I typically do. So here's where we get into question territory. Last year, I bought a new Christmas tree.
I forgot about that.
It was a bonus tree.
Yeah.
And what I ended up doing was my mom had surgery last year the week before Christmas. So she didn't really have a tree and stuff. So I just took her that tree and set it up for her. This year, it's back in my house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your mom has not given it back yet.
Yes. And I want to know if I should confront my mom
about...
How
do I bring it up what? A passive-aggressive way.
I like where you're going, but that's not what I'm talking about,
okay? Taken care of.
No, but what I was thinking is, I now have a tree for, my living area.
You've got a lot of trees.
I have a tree for...
You have a tree for your living room.
Yeah.
Your office.
Well, I have three trees, basically. And I got to tell you, headed into Black Friday, was thinking about making it four. Getting a pre-lit one.
For where?
I don't know. Wherever. Somewhere.
A smaller one, though, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
This is why you don't do any outside lights. You have too much going on inside.
Well, I think, to me, I hate outside lights. I love that other people do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but if you don't put up something, are you hoping that people see the lights from inside? Like,
hey, look.
All right, they still do something.
How about this? I put a Christmas tree in front of a window.
A window? That always looks good. Especially if you have one of the second story windows that has a little ledge.
See, there you go. Perfect. I'll put a little tree up there.
So now you want four trees.
Yeah, I mean, it seems reasonable. If I got one that was pre-lit... You know what I'm saying?
I used to like pre-lit until
the lights went out.
My pre-lit for the last 4 years had been going out consistently. And then you would add more. And then finally, I put the tree up last year.
Yes, I know exactly about this.
And I put all the decorations up. And then two more strands went out. And I got so mad I took them off and I threw out the tree.
Oh.
And then I had a second tree that I just used.
I'm not sure if the one I bought last year was pre-lit or not. But the one thing that I did like is that it basically was in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
It was just boom, boom, done. Very, very easy to put up. The tree that I have in the living room is huge, and it...
That'll stand the test of time, though.
It takes
forever. The harder it is to put up, the longer that tree will last. The easier it is to put up the tree, you might as well just get a new one each year.
You may be onto something.
Because it's not going to last.
I end up walking around the tree. I practically want to throw up by the time I'm done. I'm so dizzy. I'm just like,
just put the tree up.
It takes forever to put that tree up. So
there's no judgment here. If you want four trees, then that's fine.
I was thinking about another one.
It might be past the reasonable amount.
I was thinking about putting one in the basement.
My bigger concern is don't focus so much on that, but you never put your trees down in a...
You're going to take them down.
Take them down, yeah. So yeah. I think if you add more, you're just... Like sometimes you go into February and your trees are still up.
So?
Okay. that's my statement there.
What do you care about it?
Well, then I have to hear about it because you're like, I can't believe I put my tree down, blah, 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 blah. And then you finally
Well, you're the one that it's like, hey, Christmas morning's over, tree down.
Okay.
Which I don't understand.
I feel like we're accusing each other.
Which I don't understand because you love Christmas. Like, don't you want to stretch it out a little bit?
No, because then I'm done with it. I'm past it.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I'm a realist. I know that really that day is over.
This is ridiculous.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
What?
Zach came in this morning and he has a problem and he...
Something that he's stressed out about?
He does. He's very stressed out about it. Mm-hmm. He says that his roommate has a habit that he's been working on. And that habit is not paying the gas bill.
Yeah, it's been a problem.
So this
but
is,
here's the thing, what happened? Like,
this is more than once?
Well, no, this is actually the first time. But the thing was...
That's all it takes.
It's all it takes is one time, and then the gas just gets shut off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that happened, and we just ended up like taking really cold showers yesterday.
You look like you're still cold, actually.
I am. And here's the thing.
He's got a scarf on.
I've got a scarf. I got a hoodie. I've got a hat. Right now, I'm warm. But before, I wasn't.
Okay.
And so what I'm starting to do, until the gas gets turned back on, I'm just going to gyms and just taking showers there.
You do it there. Well, now, here's the
thing. I've done that before.
How long does this take to turn the gas back on? I'm assuming you just have to... that's my real question. Are you going to take charge of this? Because, obviously, the roommate is having a problem with this.
It's his responsibility, and he's saying, like, I filled out everything. It's got to be there. I don't know why it's not turned on, but it's
not turned on.
Yeah.
And also it takes a while to get turned off.
I'm still waking up freezing every morning and that's the problem.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It's not like you're one day late, one bill missed, and they just turn it off. There's notices usually, or they do something.
Yeah, you should be getting things in the mail, maybe a phone call.
An email
like,
or two.
It's not just like suddenly, their gas bill's 2 hours late. We'll get on down there and shut it off.
And turn it off. Usually you get a little bit more time than that. So I think he maybe is not noticing things.
We got one thing in the mail. He's like, oh, I didn't see a bill. So I was like, well, I went through our whole stack of mail that apparently no one goes through. So I went through a few times, got to about the third stack. Oh, here's something from Columbia Gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turned out it was a notice. Like, hey, you just need to be paying this thing. And so far, the gas is shut off.
Just the heads up. You're going to need to put somebody else in charge of that.
And don't make him feel bad. That's not his thing. You don't want to hurt his emotions.
I'll just let you know, like, when I'm on my second cold shower. Yeah.
Well, I had a friend.
I'm not going. Their emotional state, not my concern.
Here's what we have to realize.
I'm just transitioning out of the house. It's like, you know what? I'm just like there to sleep, and I'm just like going to do everything else outside. Out of it.
If you're paying bills or if you're starting to learn how to pay bills, here's just a good, little bit of wisdom. If the bill doesn't come in, but you know the bill should have come in, it's on you to go ahead.
It's definitely not on them.
It's not on them to send you another one. It's on you to go ahead and figure out what's happened and where that's been misplaced. And that way it doesn't become a problem.
Another piece of advice is that if it's your job to pay the bills, mm-hmm. which among my roommates, it actually is my job to pay the bills, believe it or not. It's probably a terrible idea, but I do it. I mean,
you're doing okay so far.
Gas is still on.
You're better than me at this point.
Yeah. Gas is still on. This is key, guys. This is key. Open your mail.
Yeah. Why are you getting it in the mail?
That's the other key.
What is it coming in the mailbox
for? You know what I do to make sure I get a reminder? I make all those companies send me paper bills.
You do?
I totally do.
Why not email?
I don't know. I just get a paper bill as a reminder.
My bills are all email.
Yeah.
Because usually what happens like with bank statements or any other like credit card statements, it's at least like 3 weeks behind. So I'm always like, you know, just give me the up to the date advance.
Same thing with loans.
It's the exact same way.
With the gas company, I get a little thing in the mail and it's one more reminder. But you know what? They're paid. So I mean it's my system.
This
but
works
it's
for you.
You find the system
that works for you.
I had a hot shower this morning. I had to turn it down a little bit.
It was too hot.
I was like, it's too hot in here.
All right, back it off. Well, good luck to you, Zach. Once your gas is turned back on.
I'm in the gym.
You're in the gym.
Zach's living situation is not good. They were all throwing up last week.
That's why I can never have roommates. I just can't do it. I never wanted roommates.
Nikki, you feel like you can't count on
anybody.
But
you're missing out, though. You're missing out all the crazy adventures. Drama.
I didn't like drama.
Gas not being paid. We had like fleas the other month, so it's...
Zach, don't come to work. You did not have... Please.
Yeah. It was about like a few months ago.
What
it's all good.
What is wrong with you guys? I cannot live that way. Okay, go out of the room.
Well, I mean, the good news
is still on
the
you.
Good news is, Nikki, that because of the fleas, you would have missed out on the vomiting and the cold showers.
What is wrong with you guys? You need.
So wonder you guys are all sick.
House mom,
it's cold in there.
Just get something. Help out with that.
This is why people end up getting married.
Just anybody.
That's what I need right now. I need a savior right there.
You need something.
A bunch of dudes are like, wow, we got fleas. No big deal. A girl would be like, you fix this right now.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
So I'm still sick. I'm still taking antibiotics, and the antibiotics, I mean, they're not making me better. So here's what I started wondering. You know how we feed antibiotics to animals and they get bigger?
Yes.
Shouldn't I be getting big, like ripped? Shouldn't I be like getting bigger muscles and stuff?
I don't think that is the same amount of time. Like if you get a 5 day or a week.
I'm on a 10 day. Think about this. It's like football practice. I'm on a 2 a day for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. So if you're on a 10 day, that's just a small portion of your life. But for the antibiotics and animals, if you think about how they've been fed that their entire lifespan, however long that may be.
So you're saying I need to commit to a longer regimen.
More than 10 days, yes. And every time you eat, you need to be eating it. So you just need to be having more.
So it's like, you know, get up, sandwich,
antibiotic sandwich.
Lunch, mm-hmm. or no, snack.
Yes.
Antibiotic, lunch, antibiotic, snack, antibiotic, dinner, antibiotic. Pre-bed, whatever, antibiotic, like just all the time. Get up in the middle of the night, sip of water, got antibiotics in.
Yeah,
so it's like it's a constant.
I think you'd probably be like on fire at that point or glowing or radiating. I don't know, but the antibiotic should do something.
My thing is like, if I'm going to be on this stuff, I want the full benefit.
The full effect?
I want all of it, okay? Because
it's like, not like steroids or something. It's not going to bulk you
up.
But
it must because they're feeding it to the cows and the chickens.
I don't ever think of it.
All the barnyard animals get some antibiotics.
I don't think of it as it bulks them up as much as it like mutates them.
Oh, see, I don't think it mutates them. I mean, it's not. It makes them bigger.
Yeah, I get. Well, they just that's the way they feed them. So.
Oh. Well, maybe we should just get some human growth hormone. Do you think that would help my sinus infection? Get some human growth hormone,
you know,
and spend some time in the gym.
I know you've been sick or you feel like you've been sick for a long time.
Wait. Feel like I've been sick?
Well, no, like you've had a longer span of not feeling well.
It's been 1,000 years.
It's not been that bad, but I think that because you're now finally on the antibiotics, sometimes it just takes a little extra time to kick it, and you're almost there.
I mouthed off at somebody last night.
Did you? Oh, that's the antibiotics.
I apologized to them, but like it was one of those things where somebody said something and I was just like, Vrah! And like I said this thing, and I mean immediately was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's medicine.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe I just said that.
That's why you can't be on an antibiotic regimen.
But I just was thinking last night, like, man, all right. Like within a couple days, I'm going to start bulking up.
Any day now.
I'm going to go into the gym and people are going to be like, man, it's really working, guy.
What is your secret?
Like, it's happening. The other thing I felt good about was I almost feel like I should put a sign out front just in case some cannibals move in or something that's just like, this is not antibiotic-free meat. So, like,
you're free range. You're walking around.
If you're a free range cannibal and you're thinking like, oh, I could eat him. It's like, oh, tainted, man.
He's genetically modified.
I'm tainted, so you definitely don't want to eat me. I'm full of antibiotics, man.
Well, they'll save you for the end when that's the only thing left.
When they're getting desperate. I see that.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Right now in Egypt... A sentence that I don't think we've ever said on the show before. Meanwhile, in Egypt.
Well, you know.
Gosh, wouldn't it be awesome if our life was a show and I said that and we just segued, like all of a sudden we had traveled around the world and you and I were standing at the pyramids right now.
That's when we went to that shot.
I wish that was true. We should have totally done that.
Sure.
All right. So there right now, Operation Scan Pyramids is happening, which sounds... I don't know if it sounds more awesome than it is, or this is really awesome. Basically, Egypt and their Department of Antiquities or Ministry of Antiquities, they are using the most advanced 3D modeling techniques that are available, they say, to make these 3D models of the pyramids, including thermal imaging. And they say this thermal imaging has found anomalies, which they say must be areas inside the pyramid that they've never seen before.
That are still undiscovered?
Yes.
Or still not looted or whatever term you'd like to use for it.
However you want to say it, whatever. But
there's different feelings towards that.
There certainly are. You know what? I think the most disappointing thing would be we just open up these rooms and find out, well...
That was the anomaly?
There's nothing in here,
guys. That was just a room?
There's a room. There's nothing here. I mean, here's what I want. Did anybody ever see Stargate? Not the TV show, but the movie. All right.
Wait. Anybody?
Or
is it just this man? Because it might just be you.
Because, dude, in that movie, there was this spaceship that came down, and the pyramids were docking stations for these spaceships. That's what I want it to be. Okay. That's what I really want the pyramids to be. Instead, they're probably just buildings that they buried dudes in, and that was it. Like, that's all they really are.
But you'd like it to be something
but
more.
I want it to be so much more. I want them to be specially designed to harness cosmic rays and send us across the galaxy. But that's not what they are. And that's the biggest bummer of all of this. I mean, instead of me being impressed by this human endeavor, I look at it and I'm just like...
Well, that's why you're just going to be disappointed.
It's not a space thing, is it?
Nothing can live up to your expectations.
Not like this.
Mm-mm.
No. It'd be kind of fun
and
to go...
And if it was, they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, they would.
Be like, what's this?
That's the other thing. I just want to be like, come on. You guys know? Tell me. We don't know. I know you know. But the pyramids, right? We should go visit the pyramids. The Middle East is, I hear, very peaceful and easy
very
for America.
Very calm and collected. Yeah. No, that's not really on my bucket list as of right now.
Well, as
but
a woman,
you never
I don't
know when
that
it...
I would want to travel there, but we could make you up as a man.
Okay, wait. As a woman, you wouldn't want me to travel there, but you could make me up as a man, is what you just said?
Nikki, in certain regions of the world, women are not as respected as men
that
are.
That is true, and I get offended with that. Which could lead to trouble.
Which is why this is my friend Nick.
He want to dress me up as a man. Won't the riot go there?
Sometimes I call him Nikki, but that's because we've known each other since we were children.
That is out of habit. And we had XXI in last week, and the nickname for one of the guys in the band is Nikki.
See?
So it can work for guys too.
All right. It's just something to think about.
I'd rather not. When I like to travel, I like to be able to travel as myself.
Okay. So. Nikki, this is a vacation from yourself.
From myself, literally.
It's fantastic. I want a big alien thing to come down on the pyramids.
You want a lot, don't you?
No, I'm not asking too much, I don't think.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Now, I want to do this carefully and quickly, but I want to talk about the Red Cups thing that everyone is talking about. If you haven't caught it...
Then where are you?
Yeah, here's the deal. Starbucks' new Red Cups are out. Everybody, for a lot of people, the Red Cup heralds the beginning of the Christmas season or the holiday season or whatever. Like, it's Red Cups. And they're great. Like, it's fine. I like Starbucks. I'm not a huge Starbucks fan. I'm not an anti-Starbucks guy. It's just... Sometimes I'll pick up a peppermint mocha.
Well, you'll meet people that are against Starbucks because of the like establishment of it and the how big of a corporation. And then you'll meet others that just don't like the coffee.
So here's the thing. The Red Cups this year are just red. I was like, oh, they're nice. They're kind of like, it's a little more plain kind of, but it's an aesthetic Simple. They've kind of gone for and, you know, whatever. There is, as far as I can tell, really, there's one guy that got the Starbucks Red Cup. And kind of went on a YouTube rant or something outside the store trying to tell people to force Starbucks employees, say, tell them your name is Merry Christmas and this is going to force them to say it and whatever.
Which, now, this sort of thing kind of happens every year with some store, every place.
Right. Everybody gets mad with this war on Christmas stuff. But here's, again, the thing I find the most interesting. First off, if you went in a Starbucks store, you would find things that said Merry Christmas on them. So it's not like they have eradicated. They've just made a slight change to the cups. The cups didn't say Merry Christmas. They just don't have a snowflake this year or something, you know, whatever. But it's the furor that has followed that's been the most interesting because, again, for the most part, it's one guy. So I would like to give you why there's such a huge furor about it. Very few people are actually angry. But here's what you have to understand. There's something called the 24-hour news cycle. You have news networks that are on all the time and they need content. And you have websites that are constantly looking for content.
The next big story.
They need clicks. They need as many people's eyes on their website and their ads as possible. The same thing with the news networks and whatever. So here's what happens. Nothing sells like controversy. Maybe sex, but let's stick with controversy. So here's a guy that puts up a YouTube thing. Every year, it's big news, the whole culture war, the war on Christmas, whatever. One guy has a clip, and all of those people that are so desperate for content, and they are, and I appreciate that, just producing one show, just producing The Riot, which is not on all day, I understand what it's like to be desperate for content as a producer. And so they see this guy, and they're like, all right, it's got everything. It's got Starbucks. It's got Christmas. It's got war on Christmas. Like, this has everything. So they feature that, and they say things like, you know, people are angry about blah, 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 blah. And by people, they mean person, but they write it as people. And then when people read that people are angry, then people get angry that people are angry. And it's like, there's the backlash, and then there's the backlash of the backlash. And then there's the articles about how there shouldn't even be a backlash. We should actually be concerned about orphans in Africa. And then there's another article that's like, forget about orphans in Africa. What about the orphans here in the United States? And it just becomes...
It snowballs.
It does. It like grows into this huge thing. And at the heart of it all is not caring. It's desperate for content. That is where it all comes down to. So, and instead of being in awe of like, boy, it's really bad out there, it's actually not bad at all. You have a bunch of gatekeepers that are looking for something to talk about. They found something to talk about and whoo, I got another post on the website. Good thing. And look at all these clicks. It's great. That is at the heart of this. I think there's one guy that's mad, like one guy, and everybody else is just like, how can we spin this man's anger into something that we can use for our show? And again, as a content producer, I can appreciate that. But to you, the content consumer, and me, the content consumer, this is one that I think we should just say no on. Just say, okay, I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm just going to stand back. Because here's the other thing. If we don't comment on it, it just disappears.
It just goes away. And according to still all the status updates and everybody who has been commenting on it, it's the most annoying thing to keep seeing in your feed over and over again.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, just leave it alone.
And it is one of those things where everybody, all the people that are supposed to be outraged, it's funny. I feel like collectively they've sat back and been like, is anybody mad?
I know.
Because I'm not mad. Are you mad? I'm not mad. So then who are these angry people? And we're all looking around for the angry people and we can't find them.
Yeah.
There's just that one guy. So everybody just relax.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Now, I don't know a ton about this, but what I'm reading about it sounds kind of cool. There's a company called Action Figure. Super Awesome Me. And they have kiosks at some Targets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'll have to see if a Target near you actually has this. But I'm looking at photos of it right now. And here's what happens. You basically can stick your head kind of in this thing. And it will do a scan of your head, take a picture of your face and everything. And then they will make an action figure out of you.
Well, that's fun. That'd be a great Christmas gift.
It would be a great Christmas
gift. Especially
if
someone's what we call a collector of items.
Yeah. Now what happens is, like, at the kiosk, it takes this photo and all this stuff and it gives you an idea as to what it would look like. But then they will go ahead and, like, you pay for it there and then you get it in the mail. I don't know how long it takes, but I assume a week or two. So if you want to do it for Christmas, you're going to want to do it sooner.
Now, if it's just doing your head, then the body's kind of probably more generic.
Oh, I don't want my body on an action figure.
No one wants that.
Just
but
to be clear.
But it's more like a generic action figure sort of body.
I want the idealized male body for my
figure.
Action figure body.
And that's what you'll probably get head.
I mean, if they told me they were going to make an action figure with my body, I don't want it. All right? My face is a stretch as it is. Right? Because honestly, part of me, I'd rather just have Captain America's face than my own.
I wish you could send a picture or download or upload or something, because then if you wanted to give it as a gift, the person would find out because you're sticking their head in the booth.
Well, yeah, it is one of those things. There's not much you could do about it. At least maybe you can, but I just know for this,
you have to put your head in.
Yeah. Now, it's not at all Targets. It's at some Targets, but you can be turned into Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Black Widow, a male or female Jedi Knight, or a Stormtrooper. And those are your only options, and it's $60. But, I mean, you know what? I can totally see myself as Iron Man.
Yes, you could, and you could see your action figure.
I don't have to use my imagination anymore. I can finally really see myself as Captain America.
$60 is not the worst.
It's not terrible.
I mean, that's shipping and the processing of your action figure.
Yeah, and it looks like the action figures, it looks like they're about 12 inches tall. So, I mean, it's not a little guy.
That's big enough.
So it's not going to fit inside, your G.I. Joe Hyperjet or whatever action toy you have. Your Captain America or the Black Widow motorcycle.
This is perfect size for, like, on your desk or something. And then people would be like, hey, that's you.
Like, I know. I have my own action figure. Aren't I amazing?
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
You guys know that I currently have just an unabashed Christmas problem, right? This is a problem. I can't shake it. I've just about given up and started listening to Christmas music. Now, here's what I've noticed, and you guys will see this too. I'm like so panicked and excited and all this stuff about it. But once Thanksgiving hits, I'll totally lay off it.
Yeah, it's the
anticipation.
Until Thanksgiving.
Of like when I can get the tree up and get the music out and all that stuff. And then once we're in the middle of doing it, I'll totally relax about it. Which is why, again, I have to be careful. Because
pace yourself.
Here's the other thing is I am now finding myself online wanting a bunch of Christmas sweatshirts, which is so dumb.
Now,
guys,
if you wonder what a Christmas sweatshirt is, I posted a pic, I think it was Monday, because you wore your Die Hard Christmas sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that at Radio U Official if you join us on Instagram or Radio U on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's a sweatshirt, but the front is made to look like a sweater pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, especially if you don't like to wear sweaters.
Here's the thing. They're good for like maybe a month or month and a half.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, no, but here's the other thing. All right. they were cool 2 years ago.
That's true.
Last year, they were like...
Still okay.
Still kind of okay. This year, they're everywhere. Next year, worthless.
Now you can get them on sale.
Now, like, they went from... I paid like $30 for that sweatshirt. Now they're like 2 for $3. Because they're trying to clear them out.
Now, you could get a Christmas sweatshirt, t-shirt, you know, option. That way, if you want to wear it under clothes the rest of the year.
Under something and people don't know?
Yeah, they wouldn't realize exactly what's on it.
I wouldn't call that the worst idea I've heard, Nikki. Because, yeah, but that's the problem is I'm supposed to be, like, way out on the cutting edge or whatever, and I'm way late on this.
Does anybody know, then, what's the new wear, like, merchandise for Christmas? Like, what are we supposed to wear?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but, like, I do kind of want to get at least one more. I've seen, like, a Charlie Brown one that I love. I've seen one from several other franchises of which I partake, and so I just want to buy them. Want to get them.
At least you're buying new clothes. A lot of times we skip out on clothes. So at least
but
it's new
see,
clothes.
The thing is, I always want to buy dumb new clothes.
No button up, no smart suit or anything like that. Instead, you're buying a sweatshirt, sweatshirt.
You'd be proud of me. Last week, I bought 2 new button up shirts.
Did you? Nice.
I mean, not that I'm going to wear them here. But
well, I mean, we don't have to. We have a very
relaxed dress code.
Very relaxed, very low, bottom of the bar, very casual.
Eric's got a nice button up shirt on today.
He does, but he doesn't have to.
I know.
That's why our dress code's really great.
I should follow his example. I've got a t-shirt and then a zip hoodie on, and I took the zip hoodie because my thought was, and I'm not even making this up, I really want to be comfortable, and that's going to feel like I get to wear.
Oh, here it is.
I feel like I get to wear a blanket around all day.
It's fine. Don't tell people all that.
That's what I thought. I was like, it will feel like a blanket, snuggles. And that'll be comforting.
Okay.
I want to feel comforted.
We don't have to share everything all the time with our lives.
I do. I have to tell everybody everything all the time.
And a lot of times in a loud voice, just to make sure that you heard him.
Well, hey, yeah, I'll say it again in case you missed it.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Sometimes I think to myself, I want to go somewhere where it's warm all the time. But do you guys know what the problem is in places where it's warm all the time? The animals don't have anything to cut them off.
There's no winter cold season them to die off.
I need winter to come in and kill off most of the reptiles. That's what I need. That's what winter's for. Okay, you go there and like you might still have reptiles in your area, but they can only get so big. All right, unless there's some idiot that's packing a 20-foot python. And you know what needs to happen to his house? Not with him in it. Okay, I'm not advocating the slaughter of our neighbors. I'm just advocating burning their house down so they no longer have a place to store their pythons and then putting those pythons either to death or giving them to the zoo people. All right? I don't want them around where I am at all, period. And you guys can't have lions either. All right? No crazy animals.
Leave it open to the no exotic animals.
Get a small dog that doesn't bark often. That's what you can have. Just leave it at that. And Nikki will grandfather you in on the fact that you have a mastiff. It's fine.
Actually, the bigger dogs tend to bark less. Dogs you should be really worried about.
All right, so maybe I'll let the big dogs go. It's fine. Sugar Land, Texas.
That sounds nice.
Doesn't it sound delicious?
You can just eat your city up.
I love Texas.
We love sugar.
A big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
So the thing about Texas is it's hot all the time. You know what that means?
Things be growing. And living?
Lizards be living.
What do they got there?
They got an alligator that showed up at the mall over the weekend. How about this? An 800-pound alligator.
How did no one see him coming?
I'm not sure, but they've affectionately dubbed him as...
Aw, Godzilla.
They call him Godzilla.
Oh, don't kill him now. That's too cute.
I don't think they're killing. Nope, they're not killing him.
Well, sometimes
at least they say they're not.
They're removing them, and you think that just means from the mall, but it actually means they're going to be a wallet.
From the world.
Yeah.
He's going where his ancestors have gone.
The Boots. Boots! It's Texas.
Should have called him Boots. Christy Kroboth, she's licensed by the state as a nuisance alligator trapper. She was called to subdue Godzilla, which she did, and she borrowed a forklift from the Home Depot, used it to lift him into the back of her truck, And then she took him off to an alligator reserve.
Oh, I know what that means.
They say reserve, Nikki, so mm-hmm. I don't know. Does reserve mean a place where they reserve him for boots? I don't know. I don't.
At 800 pounds, he's the entire set. You can have a boot, a belt, a wallet,
a jacket, a hat.
All in time for your Christmas shopping needs.
Dude, everybody gets a little piece of Godzilla for Christmas. How great is that? Plus, I got a whole freezer full of meat, guys.
I guess I always forgot. I mean, normally we read about alligator stories in Florida.
Yep.
But we just always forgot with Texas, too. You can have alligators.
Well, there's enough that the state is licensing alligator trappers, so apparently. But this just comes back to this. If you live in a place where it's cold, they don't have this. They can't because they die. And that sounds mean, but listen, that's why I live where winter is, because I need something to protect me from things like this.
Now, did you say it weighed 800 pounds or 900 pounds?
Yeah.
It was actually, I think, they were misspoken when the collar thing. I think it was about 1,000 pounds, and it measured 13 feet and had part of its tail missing. So it could be some sort of record.
Ooh, good.
So they're still looking into that. It was that big of an alligator.
Well, good for him. You know, he probably was trying to lose weight, and that's where that tail went.
Sometimes you just want to cut part of it off.
It's like, you know what? I know I'm never going to be skinny, but I really want to get under 1,000
pounds. What do I got to do?
I would be happy if I could just get under 1,000 pounds. I mean, who hasn't been there, right?
Right.
I know.
All right, well, Godzilla the alligator, I hope you're really going to a reserve.
Oh, he's in a reserve, Nikki. You know what? We took him out to the farm where he can just run and play.
I know what that means.
And it's just all these open fields. And he doesn't need to be cooped up in a place like this, buddy.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I miss the cafeteria. No, really, I do. The best part about the college cafeteria, if you were on a meal plan, everyone would say things like, oh, it's the worst. You know what?
There could be worse.
It can be worse, and someone else cooked and cleaned up. That's great.
You'll appreciate that the most.
I mean, the first year you're on your own, maybe not so much. But by year two, when you're doing all the work, not as great, really. Really not as great. Like, not even kidding. That's why when you hear news like this, you'll be like, oh, yes, thank you. Because McDonald's says that mozzarella sticks are going nationwide next year.
I remember they were, mozzarella sticks from McDonald's have been available. Was it the UK? Like, they've been there.
Sure.
And then they tested them
somewhere
in a few cities here in the United States.
Yeah.
Just think cheese stick, you know, rolled in breadcrumbs.
Here's the part that excites me. Right now, I can get a cheese stick. If I want one, I can go to Arby's. And for $14, I can have two mozzarella sticks.
Okay, you're a little offended about their pricing structure, I see. But yeah, I forgot they have mozzarella sticks.
Arby's is so expensive. They're like, we can get
the meat.
You can get the junior roast beef for $8.99. It's an ounce of roast beef and one piece of bread. Oh, yay!
You're going to have to pay for the other side if you wanted a sandwich.
Well, if you look closely, Arby's are always located next to a bank so that they can conveniently bring you in for a loan. And then
you can eat.
They're like, hey, you're approved for a roast beef sandwich and two mozzarella sticks. Whee!
I maybe would not have put it as that high, but yes, it is higher than average.
Interest rates are lower than ever. The prime is low. You want to get in and get your roast beef now before rates go up. So McDonald's, and I mean, granted, it may not be as high quality, but they are going to offer.
Are any of them? But yes.
Shh, 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 shh. Don't ask the questions.
Just eat the stick.
Three mozzarella sticks, $1.
$1?
$1, Nikki.
That's not bad.
Three mozzarella sticks for $1. That's wonderful.
Now, do you think you'd eat more than three mozzarella sticks?
No, because that's the other thing about mozzarella sticks. Usually, two, and I'm just good. I'm good.
Are you dipping them in marinara?
Not always.
Okay, I was going to say.
Why is that? Would that be cause for more?
Sometimes you want more of the actual mozzarella stick, less of the, marinara sauce.
I don't trust a McDonald's marinara. I think they can get deep fried cheese correct, because I think that's hard to mess up. I'm not saying it can't be messed up.
But marinara would just be in its own little, like, ketchup thing, but marinara.
I know, but there's something about it where I'm just like, no, I don't think you guys are authorized to do this. Like, or maybe you shouldn't be. But I will try. I'm not saying that I'm going to be a repeat customer, that it's going to be all the time. But when they next year are like, now mozzarella sticks are everywhere, I'll be like, and now Obadiah is at McDonald's.
So you'll give it a try?
I will.
When are they coming out?
Sometime next year.
No specific or...
I don't have any specifics, and they have 365 days to deliver on that promise.
Until it's too late and they lied.
Could be December 28th of next year.
2016.
And it would still count.
Yeah, that is true.
I like it. Let's get some mozzarella sticks. You know?
We're not allowed to have a deep fryer, remember?
I do, but aren't some Sonic locations open all night?
Oh, yeah, they have them.
They do. I mean, Sonic, that's a much better deal than Arby's. Like, you don't need to get pre-approved there.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Got any parking tickets? I've only ever gotten one parking ticket.
Parking ticket?
Off campus.
Yes.
Usually on campus, I got a lot.
Usually it's near campus.
Yeah, but okay. 2 parking tickets if we count that time I got towed.
Sorry, but that's something else. That's in its own category.
No big deal.
Getting towed is its own thing.
Oh, it's the worst. That is a racket.
The moment where you're like, where's my car?
Yep.
You think it's been stolen.
That is a freaking racket. I know. I knew it hadn't been stolen. My car was so crappy. No one's stealing that car. And they should have.
They tow it, but
they should have looked at that car and been like, oh, he can't afford to get his car
towed. Yeah, but it's hard in certain areas where if it is a towway zone, I mean, the tow trucks just sit like one block over.
Oh, they do.
And they just wait.
No. In this case, once I found out, I noticed that there was a guy 2 lots over, and his whole job, I saw him, and he and I locked eyes, and I was like,
you're the one.
It's you. Must be a lucrative thing they've got going there for sure. So, parking tickets. If you got one and you live in Lexington, Kentucky, which you probably don't, but if you did, they are between November 16th, which is in a couple of days, and December 18th, allowing you to pay part of your parking ticket using canned goods.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's a food drive.
Oh, and then the canned goods will probably be donated for,
yes, they
will, especially during the holidays. I love that idea.
All of the canned donations received during this time go to God's Pantry Food Bank. Canned fruits and that's a list of all the stuff you can bring, but you get it's only a $15 credit on your parking ticket.
Per can? No. Because tickets can be very expensive.
Now, Nikki, like, you and I are on the same page. Like, oh, yeah, big time credits here. So for 10 cans, you can get $15.
Okay.
It's
well,
not
it helps
just
a little.
Just to be clear, it's not going to be good for you. Like, they're not trying to help you at all.
Because that's when you have your own food drive, like your own canned food drive, to then take your canned foods.
You guys, you can't see me burying my face in my hands.
To then go and pay your parking ticket off on the other side.
You collect cans and use the collected cans to go get money.
Ticket. It works. It's still helping people.
You're a terrible person.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying that's what someone's going to do.
Okay, theoretical Nikki is a terrible person. That is the worst thing right there.
No, it's not. There's way worse. There's
I know
other
there's
things.
Worse. I get it. Feasting on the souls of puppies.
No,
worse
just,
than that.
I'm just trying to make it work, okay? Make it work.
Wow.
Times are tight from before the holidays. And you have parking tickets.
And think about this. Everybody's going to think what a great person you are. You're having a food drive. They don't need to know you got a kickback.
Or you just went and bought all the, sometimes you see like the dented.
Lima beans.
The dented section of like the really cheap ones.
Hey, there. I don't see anything here that says you
no
can't.
No to those.
Yeah. Though I do have a general rule when going to a canned food drive. Don't give food you wouldn't eat.
Bring your A game.
Like, don't bring your crap. Like, give, people are going to eat it. Like, bring stuff that people would want to eat.
It's not just if you donate food, but donate anything.
Boy, now that's a whole other thing.
It's not just a way for you to throw away your stuff.
Hey, we hate this couch. Well, let's donate it. It stinks and rats live in it. Let's donate it. Because someone else really, no, that's not the answer.
You just listened to some of the Worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
Anybody else stay up late, watch the Bills versus Jets game yesterday?
Mm-mm.
You didn't watch it?
No, I did not.
Why not?
I missed out on the opportunity because I did not stay up to watch it.
Well, that's a shame. The Bills beat the Jets.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's New York versus New York. You know?
It's always a big one.
Stuff. So with the Bills winning, a lot of people, well, let's not say a lot of people, a specific group of people were unable to tell who was doing what and where. Because Nike introduced some new uniforms last night in the Bills versus the Jets. The Bills were wearing all orange and the Jets were wearing all green, which is fine. Unless you happen to be one of the 6% of all men that suffer from red-green color blindness.
Oh, so that's the wrong colors?
Basically, if you have that specific kind of color blindness, which is 6% of men.
Is that what Chris has?
That is what Chris has. And so as a result, all the uniforms look the same color to you. So it looked like one team playing against each other.
One big game.
On the field last night. Little rough.
Now, I know if you're not too much into football, you need the uniforms to help you to be able to what's going on.
But even in here, look at this clip because mm-hmm. the people at, what is this, Deadspin, they actually went and using a filter. Right. Basically set it up to like, okay, if you had red, green color blindness, this is what it would look like. And it's chaotic. Like you have no idea what's going on. Because even if you're a big fan and you understand like, you're not going to be able to pick out like the minute differences.
That's everybody. Wow. Yeah. It really does look the same.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't think it'd be that bad. Surely you can see a little color. No. You really can't see any. It just looks green or like a weird color.
A grayish green.
Yeah. Weird. I wouldn't even think about that.
It's weird.
So for those who have red-green color blindness, then
you're weird.
Okay,
That's what Nikki said. You're weird, guys.
No, I said to see it when you've never seen something like that.
Weird.
Did not say that. Thank you.
That's what I heard. So.
Hey, Chris makes jokes about his color blindness all the time.
Do you think maybe that's him joking as a coping mechanism?
Yeah, because he's sad.
He's actually upstairs. He has an office. He closes the door and he goes inside and he cries a little bit. Where he's just like.
Well, you should pull up a clip of the game and see. What do you see?
I wish I knew what green was like.
So to the people at Nike who were just doing the designing, they must not have someone who would have remembered or thought to be considerate enough to make sure the uniforms would have worked.
Well, I imagine the conversation at Nike goes one of two ways. One is, they're weak. It doesn't matter. One. Or two, they're freaks. No one cares.
Oh, is that how it probably went?
I'm sure that Nike doesn't care about people. I think that's what this whole thing says. Don't you think so?
I just like reading people's tweets about it, too. They're like, this is a colorblind person's nightmare. So everybody was just blending together.
You know what? This guy, Michael, he says that it's a lot easier to just watch it in black and white.
Then
you could actually tell what's going on. Us colorblind dudes can just guess who's blocking and tackling. Sure. Sounds good. I do not suffer from that particular color blindness, but you know what? I didn't like the uniforms for a different reason. I would have done a lot better.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
One of my favorite things to do on Thanksgiving Day is to go over to Walmart at about 6 o'clock and then just start punching people because it's totally legit on Thanksgiving.
Is that acceptable?
Because deals. You go over there, and I mean, like, there are so many people, they don't even know. It's like, hit them in the kidneys, and then grab the TV. And people are like, he hit me. What?
It's all fair on Thanksgiving Day.
And do you see all these people around? And you're saying, I hit you? It was that guy. You don't know if I did it. And then, I mean, again, I said punch people in the face. I may have been exaggerating. You don't actually want to punch somebody in the face, but when you pick that TV up, you can swing it around.
You kind of shove them.
Smack them in the mouth with it, and then you're like, oh, My bad.
I've never seen people actually. I'd usually try not to shop too much around Black Friday, like mm-hmm. actually physically shopping. We'll just do it more online. But I've only seen people online or on like YouTube clips and stuff go all crazy.
You need to get out there,
but
Nikki.
I've never seen it in person. And I'm just going to be shocked. It's like, what is this? It's a Rumble.
It's Thunderdome. You go in there, and I like to, you know, when people aren't looking, you stick your foot out, they fall, and then. When you act like you're helping them up, but you actually just grab the doorbuster out of their hand and run.
And then you run for it.
These are strategies. You can write them down if you want to. I'm just telling you, with Thanksgiving on the horizon, I'm here to help you have the most successful time possible. So you think, oh, we'll show up at 4, we'll wait, you know, a couple of hours, we'll get in. You actually just go in. And the other thing, too, is just at 6 o'clock, you don't wait in the line. You just try to shove in the side of the door. And then, again, with my...
You sneak in.
I call them self-defense techniques, but they're really self-offensive techniques. You can just take things from people who have put all the hard work into getting them.
Well, I saw the headline that Walmart announced something for their Black Friday, but I didn't catch what it was.
Well, it used to be that they had hourly doorbusters. So, like, we had deals at 6, deals at 8, deals at 12, like, whatever. So that way you would stay in the fight club, like, the whole time.
Now, I'm sorry, is this Thanksgiving or is this, like, 6 a.m. on Black Friday or what?
Black Friday. You're a sweet kid, Nikki. I mean, you really are. But you know what? For us, have you heard of Black November? Are you familiar with that?
The whole month.
The entire month. It's
get
all
ready
savings.
To fight the whole month.
Unbelievable. Well, I spend, if you want to know the truth, 10 months out of the year, it's just training. And it used to be one of those things where I was straight Taekwondo, but with the rise of MMA, I've actually gone with various styles. So now I'm ready.
You ready to go no matter who
Taekwondo,
comes up against you?
Taekwondo, Jeet Kune Do, that thing that Batman uses, that Israeli martial art. That's a good one.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga, because it's really good at using stuff around you to...
So what did they say, though? What are they going to do?
What?
Did Walmart say they were doing something?
You know what? I'm sorry. I was just reliving past victories. I got lost for just a minute. They say no more of those hourly doorbusters. Their big emphasis is going to be having as many of the regular doorbusters as possible. So they're not going to have like, hey, at 8 o'clock, we're going to release this. And at 10 o'clock, we release the Kraken. Like none of that. They're not going to have any of that. They'll just have.
That's a shame. I always like when the Kraken comes out.
Well, you want to.
get a little wet. It's fine.
You got to be careful. It's dangerous, but with all that training,
you put them back in
and the proper gear, you're totally fine.
Okay, so just more overall things. So you don't have to worry about trying to get there at specific times or at least this store.
They also say that this year, unlike previous years, they expect 75% of their sales to come from, they say, their mobile app. What do I have to like have their mobile app in order to shop online there this year? If that's true, we're going to release something else.
Nice.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, if you feel like what I've said is intimidating, you still have 2 weeks to train. And what you want to do is you want to focus on the quality of your karate, not the quantity of your karate. Okay? You got time. You can do it.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.